Hello and welcome to the Multimedia Man podcast number 35. We're still together 35 weeks later. It's crazy.
The band's back together.
We've been on a hiatus.
Have we really been on a hiatus?
Like, we haven't done it for 2 weeks or so.
They don't know that.
I was like, guys, I've been gone for 2 months, so.
Welcome back. We are the Multimedia Men podcast. I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Gadi Elkan.
Howdy.
Andrew Conway.
Howdy.
Susan Kamyab.
Hello.
Gwen Reyes.
Yay!
Welcome back.
Yay!
From the land of the living.
So happy to be
and
here.
And Adam Conway.
What?
Awesome.
Awesome.
What awesome. In the butt?
Yeah. What? And it's June 1st, the first day of June. It's summer. It's getting hot outside
it's
in
first
Dallas.
Day of summer, guys.
Is it?
Memorial Day. 21st. It's the first day of summer.
Memorial Day.
Brian has his shorts on already.
And that's all.
June is the first day.
His cut off shorts.
I have shorts on.
That's true.
Who doesn't want cut off shorts?
It's hot enough to feel like the first day of summer.
It's getting hot in here.
Has it gotten triple digits?
Take off all your clothes.
Well, we did find out that climate warming is a real thing. It's
global.
It's happened finally.
Climate change is happening.
We have a lot of food at the table. We have grapes, Oreos, chocolate milk, donuts provided by Susan, and
cinnamon rolls
provided by Gwen.
Yeah, that's right. The girls provide.
Yeah. Exactly.
And then McDonald's, which nobody ever gets McDonald's.
Yes. And bacon.
Bacon, beans.
I like your guys happy dinner sweet. This is for Gwen.
I'll split this
for Gwen.
Oh, it's
probably turkey bacon.
Wow.
Well, it's definitely good to see everybody.
Oh, it is? No, it's all American pig bacon.
Can't believe.
American pig bacon.
Only American pigs for Gwen.
And the sausage is turkey sausage, but you know.
Where do they get the sausage from the turkey?
Do you really want to know how the sausage is made, Gadi?
Is it the waddle?
That's, no, it's their feet.
It's not fucking turkey feet.
This is so much fun with Susan. You're now, she believes everything.
I really do.
I learned something new every day.
You say it really like convincingly.
With turkey
sausage,
they take the turkey meat, white and dark, and they mix it up.
They leave all the leftovers.
And then they use like artificial casing. And this doesn't have a casing because it's a patty. And they just kind of make like a little burger out of it. And it's delicious.
So how do they form it as a patty?
With their hands.
Thank you. Huh. That's it. Go
like
ahead.
A deep
That's what
massage.
I wanted to know.
We pre-planned this.
Handmade.
Good for you. Well,
these donuts are looking amazing. Where did you? Are these the Matthew McConaughey donuts from the Reliant Energy commercial?
The one I just ate was incredible.
I had like two donut holes, and these are really good.
They're energy efficient.
They're right by Brian's house.
Get yourself a bacon.
They give you 12 months.
Baker's dozen insane on energy.
Possible sponsor.
We totally pay 11.
Yeah, let's go. We need to go talk to the donut shop named Donut.
Yeah.
Yes.
And say, we have a podcast you want to sponsor.
They're on Lakeland.
Isn't it D.O.?
In Ferguson.
It's
called Donuts.
Yeah,
guys, we gotta go. Susan and I'll take care of this.
It's a great name for a donut shop.
It is. I do nuts.
Do
honestly,
nuts.
These are better donuts than you get at like Dunkin' Donuts or
for sure.
Krispy Kreme.
Blah.
Ugh, I hate the sugar.
Well, there goes our two sponsors for the show.
Seriously, Shaq was cool about
this. Hey guys,
we like to
keep it local. Farm to table.
You look
Farm to table.
Farm to table.
These were locally grown
donuts.
This yeast came from my great great grandmother. It started as a little pot.
That just sounded. I don't know.
You went to the wrong place, Brian.
I did.
It's gluten free. I'm good.
It is. It's absolutely
the yeast you're talking about is the yeast we don't need to talk about. Yeah.
That's where my mind went.
Of course.
As always.
Your mind always
goes to grandma's yeast?
Yes.
Disgusting.
Is that bad?
Or is he brilliant?
Yes. There you go. So we're having a lot of fun, 35th podcast.
Are we?
As usual.
This is when men are having their first heart attacks around 35.
Well, damn. Well, I'm not 35 yet. You've passed way past 35, right? You're different.
Yeah, we're okay.
The over 50.
My over 50
never got it. You think about 23 fat guys are
forever. Well, as usual.
You know about that one dude that died like last week, the world's heaviest man?
Oh,
he finally kicked
that one dude.
Sorry.
That one guy. Rest in peace.
You hear about that one guy?
You mean my friend Steve?
Man.
Get a name.
Sorry.
His name was Steve.
Was he that
How'd you hang out with Steve? Tell us these stories.
Well, yeah. You'd have to go over to his place because he can't get out of his bed.
No, he's dead now. They had to like actually put him on the back of like a
cut off the side of his house.
He got married, guys.
Yeah.
Those women haters, those misogynists, like, yeah. who think that women don't love them, the world's fattest man got married, so that's everyone right. can yeah. find love.
The world's fattest man can find a girlfriend, so can everyone else.
Christian Mingles, that's what you have to do.
Sorry, Brian, I know.
It's all good.
Is somebody sponsors?
I mean, we can
Christian Mingles?
We can do J-Date and Christian Mingles.
Oh, I think we just hit the jackpot, y'all.
That's good stuff.
We can get on, like,
so are we, what are we talking about?
And there's still time, the 50-plus dating site.
Yeah, there's a fifth over 50 dating site for Gwen.
There's still time for us.
There's a new Tinder for 50-plus people.
Is it not called Tinder?
Close.
Is it terrible? I'm sure there is. There's also one for cat lovers. I saw that one, too.
There's one for...
Does someone know first Tinder or Grindr?
Grindr.
Okay, because I have a gay friend who has Grindr. I was like, you're so lucky. They don't have that for straight people. And then he's like, now they do.
Tinder is full of creeps, but you should totally do it. It's fun.
I've been on it, but I have never, ever been tempted to meet anyone.
Y'all do realize that's like the fucking site.
What? I've been really tempted, but I haven't really.
What's wrong with that?
I met four people on Tinder.
You did?
I did.
Yeah. Well,
but I don't talk to any of them.
It was four orgies, she said.
Yeah, I did a lot of orgies.
Oh, at the same time.
One
awesome.
Big, I just met four all at once.
It was for your. It
These
was
the four horsemen of my apocalypse.
The problem is they immediately, like, they start out cool, and then they immediately go into sex, and they're like, hey, well, it's 12 a.m., and you're like 5 miles away, so you want to come over? And
you're like,
yeah.
No.
No, that sounds like a.
I didn't ask it.
Yeah. Usher song, too.
I didn't ask for this dick pic, but
if it wasn't, at least it's a 2 Chainz song.
Yes.
Oh.
Two Chainz.
Turn it up to death!
I tried a Grindr by accident for a few weeks. And I realized it wasn't a coffee shop.
We were all these nice gentlemen telling the story.
Hey, they were so nice.
The greatest coffee in town.
Ryan is like,
no, this is good. I like it.
Criterion.
Like hearing your dating.
He
told me to try the glory holes. It was a good coffee.
How do film people find girlfriends and boyfriends? That sounds like a great.
I'm crying on that.
A great session.
And all right, as usual, top three. This week, we've done, if you're not familiar with the Criterion Collection home video release, Criterion titles are reserved for the most important movies of an era. Sans Armageddon and The Rock and stuff like that. But they're like the Neiman.
Whoa,
are you stepping up on Armageddon, which is one of the best movies ever
One of the worst
made.
Movies ever made?
You can't say it's the best, and then you can't take one out of it. It's a Criterion. You can't
help
you
got to just accept
it. Yes.
It's all amazing.
Most of them are not Michael Bay movies, but they're like the Neiman Marcus of DVDs.
So can Criterion, so can Armageddon. Okay,
yeah.
Brian?
Split it inside you. It's cool.
I call BS.
I did let it inside me. So we've done our top picks for Criterions that have been released, but these are going to be ones that we want Criterion to pick up, and we'll try to go fun with this. So
I hope that
like,
have very girly picks.
I probably do.
A Walk in the Clouds Criterion collection.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that one.
The Mandy Moore collection.
So this is
in a pill bottle.
So if you're familiar with Criterion, this is what we would like to see Criterion put out in the near future.
Yes.
I'll start with Gotti.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
On the spot.
So, I'll start with number three, because that's where we start, right?
Well, it's a top whatever now, so it's...
Oh, we're good. We can go
we'll
more.
Just
I've got a shit
three.
Ton of honorable mentions, because I enjoyed this top three. But let's go with the honorable mention of... how about some Friday? Ice Cube? We get, they don't do enough black movies on Criterion. There's
wow,
no black exploration.
Wow, Criterion is very, like, white.
They are
white-washed.
It's white European, though.
I would love to see them take, you know...
Too many white...
If they want to do something serious, I guess they could do, like, Boys in the Hood.
Yeah.
But imagine Friday, Chris Tucker behind the scenes.
Yeah,
you
Chris Tucker.
Them.
Love to have, like, a commentary track now with them.
Incredible.
Wouldn't it be great if they had, like, a documentary of, like, filming Friday? The Friday of Friday?
People get shot in the background.
Or have them do commentary in their character.
That would be badass.
John
like,
Withers-
they're not in their
John Witherspoon.
The
you chose Friday, not Rush Hour?
No, I was because Criterion likes to take older work.
Right.
So I went a little bit.
It was 99, right?
Yeah.
98. And then,
older. Yeah.
Friday's only from 99.
Yeah. That's how old we are.
Yeah.
You were like 25
Crazy.
When it came out.
No, I was like 40.
I was like 40.
Because I am, and I am, as a the Bella Rossellini from Death Becomes Her, and I don't age anymore.
You're the best part in the movie, though.
I am the best part.
Live
that
forever.
Isabella.
That movie, yeah. I used to watch that back to back. It was replay on USA all the time. It was like my...
What do you used to watch it with, though? What's that?
Wings. Name? Wings would precede everything. Yeah.
I mean, just like, it would replay.
Like over and over again, yeah.
So, my number two, just because I like Ryan, Brick. I think would make an incredible Criterion.
Rian?
Ryan Gosling?
Rian? Yeah.
Or Ryan Johnson.
I thought you were Ryan Reynolds. Come on. You have to have
No, definitely not Ryan Reynolds.
Just
oh,
Reynolds?
Wait, with Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, no, that's what who's Ryan?
That's
Ryan.
Name
Rian Johnson. R-I-A-N.
Oh,
awesome.
Rian Johnson?
I was like, I know Brick. I've seen Brick, yeah.
But he did, he was at Austin Film Festival last year, and he did a breakdown of like five of the most important scenes from Brick. I would just love him to do that shit again on Criterion. Like,
yeah.
His in-depth, like, thought process into this film is incredible.
He directed some Breaking Bad episodes, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fly,
yeah.
Which is the most unique one of it.
And he did Ozymandias.
Yeah,
that was
good stuff. That's my favorite. But
those are my two favorite episodes.
I love that episode.
It's my least favorite.
So, number one, just because I think it would... I think comedies are not done enough. And
right.
I think this troupe of actors needs something to be up there. I was going to say Waiting for Guffman, but I just think The Mighty Wind would be the greatest Criterion of all time.
I thought you were
going
to say Super Troopers there for a second.
That's what I thought. You said
troupe.
That's what
I thought.
Wait
for it.
Okay.
Wait for it.
But no, I just think Eugene Levy needs to be memorized.
That is
like,
some bullshit
everyone.
That Christopher Guest films not made it.
None of them.
Criterion.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Like Waiting for Guffman is for real.
I would love to get a Best in
Smile
Show.
Smile Tap Criterion.
Oh, okay.
What is?
This is Spinal Tap has made it. So it's starting to hit
but
that
yeah,
was directed
but
by
that's
Ryan.
Out of print from
Why
the very get go.
They did have one.
Yes. They did have one.
That
troop
is represented well. But it would be cool
best
to see,
show.
Like, The Mighty Wind, Best in Show. Best in Show would be hilarious.
Yeah.
But that has a full Blu ray Best in Show.
Mm hmm.
So that's my list.
Good.
I short and sweet.
That's a good one.
Nice.
I got some
nice.
Weird ones.
Andrew.
Okay.
Top three Criterion releases you
Beat
want
that,
to see.
Bitch.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm just saying.
My, I only have three this time. I'm not going to do 20 like Brian's probably going to do in a second. But
I have 40.
I came up with movies I want to see in Criterion. And I also came up with a few of the behind the scenes things I'd like to see from the movie.
Cool.
So, first off, you can go with Gremlins 2.
Awesome.
And I would love to have a complete commentary track from the Gremlins themselves.
Especially Spike.
It'd be great.
Like the one that like looks like
not even
the,
that.
The,
I,
the brain.
Just the regular Gremlins talking about their motivation, but you don't
isn't there
it.
Sort of like a,
yeah.
a Mystery Science 3000 in the movie itself where they're all talking back to the theater?
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan
yeah,
gets
first,
up.
Yeah,
and like,
that's the first
rips
one.
Off his,
yeah, yeah.
Oh. That's the first one. That's
yeah,
the
that's
second
the,
one.
No, that's in the first.
No,
the
it
first
is
one?
In the first
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
It's in the town.
And then it'd be nice to have like a little, you know, documentary about Gremlins and movies over time. Start with like, you know, the whole
the
Outer
Bunny
Limits
one.
And the Bugs
yeah.
Bunny and all that stuff, and then have Eddie Murphy come in and sing Gremlins in America. Because that's a song that almost made it into the movie, but unfortunately did not.
I know.
It was so
bad
sad
choice.
That. It was
bad choice.
Bad choice. And my next pick, Dumb and Dumber.
Oh,
great, great.
That should be.
We'll have a essay by the late Maya Angelou about the cultural significance of dumb people in America.
You went topical with this.
Yeah, yeah. And then we would also have a documentary, actually the Farley Brothers' first film, a documentary about dumbing it down in America and following the real-life people that the movie is based on, because Lloyd Christmas is actually a real person, if you didn't know this guy.
He was going to marry Mary Swanson.
And then, of course, it's a quick little behind-the-scenes with Jim Carrey called Mind the Gap, which sort of follows his whole process of taking his tooth off for the movie. Yeah.
Awesome.
And then my number one is, of course, Big. Why not?
Great.
Yeah. Big. You got to have Big.
Good pick.
And, you know, we'll start off, you know, with a few behind-the-scenes things, like, you know, how they shot the whole piano dancing scene, which actually took a lot longer than you think.
Were you there?
Pretty hard. It was,
were you just standing?
They had a lot of stand-ins, you know. Tom Hanks couldn't
Well, he's very
master.
Small.
He couldn't
like, break a knee or something.
And then you'd have the French film it was based off of, Les Big. On the Criterion, of course.
Wouldn't it be Le Grand?
Wouldn't you? It's
Le Big.
It would be Le Big.
Le Big.
Because Le Big would mean more than one big.
Le Big?
Le Big. Because, you know.
Where the hell are you going with this? I love it.
And then, of course, we'll have a one-shot movie called pretty much that follows Zoltar and his whole experience while everything else is going on in the movie. So we get to see his
now
point of view. His point of view. His point of view. Of what happened?
There's a person.
Like why he got stuck in that box.
Yeah.
It'll be like the one shot short of Dub's life.
It would
be
funnier if we'd have followed other people's wishes from Zoltar, because that would have been.
I just cool. I think it's just funny that Zoltar just sort of sitting there. So that's the whole movie's Zoltar.
This is almost as exciting as that time we were like, let's pitch Brian our favorite concerts. And I'm like, can we make all of these happen? I want this to happen right now.
It'd be amazing.
So, pretty good.
So those are my three. Those are my three.
Well, good ones, man. I like them.
Yeah, I did not think of the bonus features on my picks.
That's fine, so, Susan. What you got?
So in any order, these are three. But The Breakfast Club, because that is my favorite movie.
Gwen's never seen The Breakfast Club.
Still have it. Still have your copy of it. Still haven't watched it.
That needs to change.
I watched the end of it because it was in a movie one time. That they forget what movie it was.
She watched the movie within a movie.
Yes, it was Pitch Perfect. And I was like, oh, that's how it ends now.
She watched the movie within a movie.
Oh, you have to watch
it. Was Inception.
It is my absolute favorite.
I need to go deeper.
I can't believe it doesn't have, like, a Criterion.
Pitch Perfect.
Oh my god,
think
of the cover. It would be so pretty.
Awesome. And there'd be like good music So
I would like to see a good retrospective of the entire cast now.
Yeah,
they can bring back John Hughes or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Do an interview.
Yeah,
for
great. That's great.
Yeah, they can all talk about John.
They have a séance to talk to John Hughes. That's going to be funny.
That'd be really cool.
Talk about their dick is like Molly Ringwald and Anthony Michael Hall. They dated. Talk about that.
Pretty sweet.
Oh.
Yeah. Susan also wants to be the interviewer for it.
I would love to. I want to interview John Cusack, even though I'm really glad that Judd Nelson was the criminal, but they were considering John Cusack, and I'm always like wondering like what would have happened.
Judd Nelson's awesome.
Like if he was that role, that would have been so crazy.
I would have liked it.
Yeah, I like both. But
John Cusack is the best.
Mm-hmm. He is. High Fidelity John Cusack is awesome.
Huh?
Say
Anything's pretty good. One Crazy Summer is better. Sorry. That's on my list.
Spaceballs.
Spaceballs, the Criterion?
Spaceballs, the Criterion. The Schwartz edition.
They just recently released like an anniversary edition to that, and there was like one more special feature to them, but Criterion would be awesome.
Wasn't it just like the cartoon that was terrible?
It was something like that.
Yes. They had a cartoon?
Yeah, Spaceballs, the cartoon. Spaceballs, the Criterion.
Oh, awesome. Daphne Zugina, she still looks pretty good for her.
Yeah, she does. Like, so does Bill Paxton.
Yeah.
I'm glad we all get
that.
I'm sorry, my friend Bill Paxton.
Yes.
Wait, is that Bill Paxton?
The same person.
Okay. It'd be great to see like their stunt doubles, like sort of talk
Bill
to them about like
it is
how
Bill
they.
Same thing though.
Hooray! It actually
they
works.
Think it's the same thing. Whatever.
They are the same thing. That's why I say it.
Zoolander was my third.
Which is?
Zoolander.
Nice. Zoolander, hell yeah.
Absolutely.
I think the DVD release, because it's never been on Blu-ray, it's actually coming out this June on Blu-ray finally. I don't think there's a lot of extras on it. That would be awesome to
I just
see.
Get so excited thinking about like the packaging of these movies.
Yes.
Like what they would look like.
They're good
like,
artwork.
If it was like Mugato's sweater, it would be awesome.
Do you remember who was...
Pizza. I was thinking pizza for like a pizza shape for job for Pizza the Hut.
Spaceballs.
Do you remember what big actor now was one of Ben Stiller's friends who got killed in the Mochaccino fight? One of the models?
Yeah.
He's in True Blood.
Yeah, Eric from True Blood, Sarsgaard.
Peter Sarsgaard was
yes,
he's one of
yes,
his
yes.
model friends
model
who's like,
Mochaccino!
Yeah, totally.
Peter Sarsgaard?
No.
Yes.
That's Peter.
He was on like, there was a long article with like these True Blood actors you wouldn't believe, and I remember that.
Yeah.
He's
the pretty great.
So pretty.
That's a good list. I like that.
I feel like
they're doing a Zoolander sequel, right? Is that
yeah. trying
always,
to.
Always, always trying.
Yeah, yeah.
I get
behind definitely sick.
I mean, I'll walk it if it's high school.
You'll watch it, but you're not going to like it. Is that weird?
It's the head.
Anchorman 2 was just okay. Oh, I know you walked out.
David Duchovny is the best part of that movie.
Worst movie ever.
The hand model. Sears catalog.
Zoolander's a top, like, quotable film.
That is pretty good. Maury Ballstein. All right.
Guys, this is the best so far. It's a great way to come back.
Gwen?
All right.
Criterion picks.
All right. Mine are pretty easy. I'm going to first go with a movie that I can always watch forever and ever and ever. And that is Empire Records. And I want a Criterion collection of Empire Records featuring both the amazing theatrical cut and the very disappointing director's cut.
Oh, so I like the director's cut.
I hate. Well, there's a reason. It's like one of those things where you watch it and you're like, I can understand why they cut these four scenes out. I do not like the director's cut.
So who's recommending based on? That's wrong.
Me. I've taken that BuzzFeed quiz twice.
Both
times. I've gotten Rex Manning. So it's
not on Rex
Manning. And what I would really like in that is because Coyote, who was...
Shivers.
Yeah. Was Liv Tyler's stepfather at the time. I want to see what their conversation would be.
And he was
like
on heroin, basically?
Yeah, the whole time.
Yes.
The whole time.
And a Guar retrospective would be great.
Yes.
We're going to eat you!
I would also really, really love to see a Criterion collection. Even though Disney owns it, I would love to see like a retrospective of Sleeping Beauty. Because
nice.
I think it would be so pretty.
How timely with Maleficent.
It is. I haven't seen Maleficent yet. I've heard it's a delightful rape revenge film.
It's okay.
So Disney
she's really good.
Angelina Jolie's really good, but it's very meh.
But that's one of my favorite movies.
So
like the original Disney.
The original animated with get it with the right race ratio or aspect ratio in it. Get everything
with the
really
right
pretty.
Races.
And then to complete, you said Gremlins 2, and I'm going with Ghostbusters 2.
Nice.
Jesus.
The
sequel
is
Beagle.
Beagle
on the cover.
I
has
love
a pretty
the
Beagle.
Sequel. The sequel, yeah.
His eyes follow you wherever you go.
It's Beagle.
And that, like,
greatest cover
ever.
Yeah,
yes. I love. And then, I'd also like, I'd really like to see the...
The Titanic just came in.
No, I was gonna say American Tail, Fievel. I would like to see that. One.
Fuck yeah!
I always said Fievel Goes West, and I was like, "That's not as good as an American Tail."
There are no cats in America edition.
Yeah,
the mascots in America.
And Steven Spielberg's.
So mine are all
just
movies I love as a child.
I love that. I have
a
soundtrack.
Those are good lists. Yeah.
We've listened to it before.
We have listened to it before.
There are no
cats in America.
Adam.
But there are many cats.
There are many.
Yes.
They find that out, unfortunately.
Spoiler.
Stupid Fievel.
I kind of, I originally thought it was serious films, but I will, on the fly, change.
I'm a serious guy.
Yeah.
You could go serious.
Yes, you should go serious.
Mine would be pretty good.
What do you like?
Serious about
serious
it.
Films.
Yeah.
A Young Einstein. It's a great movie.
One of my runners, I was thinking of John Carpenter films, and I thought The Thing might be a really good.
That'd be cool.
Criterion.
Yeah.
I totally want to know more about the behind the scenes of that. He like shot like in like Iceland and it was like 20 below when they were doing some outside stuff. So it was pretty cool. He totally took the actors on an unforgettable adventure.
Like in the back of a Volkswagen?
Yes.
Haven't they all come out and said that they hated the filming of the movie?
See,
pretty much.
It was one of the worst films ever made.
That would have been amazing.
Yeah.
But which one?
Cocoon.
Romeo
and Juliet.
Cocoon 2.
Oh.
Then another, like, I know, sci-fi kind of film of the 80s I would love to see as a Criterion is The Last Starfighter. It is pretty hilarious.
Is he playing asteroids at the beginning of that shit?
It's
a
game
starfighter
kind of based
game,
on.
Oh, that's right.
Because of the game.
Like the CGI in that, their CGI is the most hilarious thing to see when they're in the shit.
I still think 80s sci-fi, no matter what it is, actually has pretty good CGI. Because they use a lot of practical effects, so it holds up pretty well.
It's like, you know, the scene where he's talking to himself, he's also a robot, it'd be hilarious to see. And the makeup for several of the alien guys, especially the one that's his co-pilot. But yeah, then moving into my top three, I also want to see John Cusack box set of One Crazy Summer and Better Off Dead.
I would do a better off bed fucking criterion.
There's not
That'd
been
be awesome.
Any special features for those.
I want my $2.
Yes. I don't, if you guys haven't seen those, they're great movies. Savage Steve Holland is the director for both of those. And he likes to draw animated stuff that appeared in both. Including I'd like to see the claymation scene of the hamburger in Better Off Dead.
I have a funny story of how I first saw Better Off Dead.
Please say naked.
With your grandma.
I was naked, and I went to Blockbuster.
Well,
you
like,
could rent
Blockbuster
with his girlfriend. No. What's this Blockbuster you
I went to Blockbuster when there was only VHS to rent.
It's so sad that we had to be like, oh, Blockbuster.
Yeah, oh, Blockbuster. And I was going to rent the VHS of a movie called Ghost Fever with Sherman Helmsley.
Oh, Sherman.
Yeah, and I got home and I put this.
Not Ghost Dad with Ghost
No, it was Ghost Fever. No, it's not. No, Ghost Fever. It's like Sherman Helmsley and his white counterpart. They go to a haunted house. It's so ridiculous. But I was gonna watch that, and in that case was Better Off Dead, and I watched that. And I was like, this movie's awesome. So that's how
Sherman
I watched
Helmsley
it
was in this movie
by accident. And yes. I'm glad I did. And then I went back and watched Ghost Fever. Which wasn't
yes.
as good. It was so bad, it's good.
Man, that's what I miss about Blockbuster, that you can't get in any other experience. It's like this, just spending
accident
an hour there and going down every single row and just picking up movies.
That's exactly Blockbuster was my Toys R Us growing
yeah.
up. I would go
oh,
in
no.
and
yeah.
just... Like,
remember you get the two, you get rent two, get one free, and I would like
oh,
watch
yeah.
three movies every night and come back the next day. And,
yeah,
like,
I remember.
Oh, I
lots
really,
of VHSs.
Yeah. Oh, it was the best.
I also, for my number two, I am picking a classic Die Hard. I would like to see Die
the first.
Hard. Yes, the first.
Not right. with a Vengeance?
Not with, oh, Vengeance is pretty
vengeance
good.
Vengeance is pretty good, guys.
They're bringing Sam Jackson back for the next sequel, apparently,
right.
so.
Of course
yes.
they are.
I learned so
Sam
much
Jackson
about, I learned so much about, like, volume and measurement in that movie.
I like, you know,
Jeremy
nice
that damn. How many? How, wait.
Jeremy Irons?
We could take maybe like a short from like Hans Gruber's perspective, like how he got to America and became the
oh,
greatest villain of all time. Yes. But then number one is Airplane. That's my number one. Can I?
I watch? Want a Criterion of that.
I love to see a lot
I
of behind the scenes.
That.
Just even see it completely restored.
Yeah, to see how they shot that stuff.
Yeah.
On
yeah.
The
awesome.
Set. Because
mm-hmm. there's some movies that like you've seen like duplicates of a duplicate that you would I would just die to see.
Because there's funny because there's actually some funny jokes that on the television version that like on TBS that weren't on the actual movie itself because the you know they had to cut out, you know for TV. So there's a couple funny jokes. I remember there's one like where the guy goes hijack and then they all tackle him. There's no hijacking in there
yeah.
in the airport. So yeah, this is like it's just so funny. But yeah, Airplane is my number one Criterion pick.
That's a good pick. Yeah,
yeah.
Good pick, guys.
Good.
This was a good. This was a good.
What
time.
Do you got, Brian?
What do I got,
Brian?
Brian,
roll out your pepper scroll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brian has a Salo 2. The
more
in space.
More
so I would like to say just. Gwen mentioned it a little earlier.
You'd like to apologize?
Trauma. I think that there should be a collection of Trauma on Criterion.
Think of their covers.
Would be amazing.
Beautiful.
If you've never seen a
it's
Trauma
so
movie, it's like porn and violence mixed in together.
Yes.
Have you gotten...
With monsters.
Well, Trauma announced they're making a new movie.
I reviewed
side
one.
Side note, have you gotten part two of the movie?
Not yet. Not yet. I think they're still like editing it right now. But the first...
What, Dallas and Wonderland one?
No.
Return of Nukem High.
Nukem High. They remade it. And I reviewed the first volume because it ends on a cliffhanger.
Yeah, when you get it, call me. I'll
it's
run
pretty
over.
Good. But in addition to that, I have four. So my runner-up is Human Centipede, of course. I want a Human Centipede Criterion collection.
Of course.
I want all medical professionals to do a commentary on how accurate it actually is.
Is it?
Well, the sewing is.
That's how they.
Yeah,
the number, the first movie was like billed as 100% medically accurate.
It is.
So I want.
I've seen it.
I want like.
I've
seen it. It's in my shed. It's back.
Yeah. I'm testing it out.
Can we just learn
right
a little
now?
Bit more about Gotti? Yeah.
My number three.
I'm in the front. Ass
my,
to mouth.
My number three pick is basically just. It's actually two films, two blaxploitation films, Truck Turner, with.
That no one's heard of but you.
It's Isaac Hayes.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Everybody knows Truck.
Truck Turner.
I know Isaac Hayes.
Truck.
And
hey,
Boss
children.
N. It's just called Boss Now because of the N-word. But it's an amazing film with Fred Williamson, and it plays out a lot like Blazing Saddles.
A little bit.
It's excellent. My number two is Roadhouse with Patrick Swayze. Ooh, I want a Criterion of Roadhouse.
It's like the gayest straight male movie.
You want to see how they did the
Top Gun
the butt in the moonlight scene?
Well, Top Gun's just the gayest gay movie.
Like, Roadhouse's not always that movie.
Top Gun's a homoerotic movie. It's all about Tom Cruise.
It is very homoerotic. And there's
special relationships.
But like, I feel like Roadhouse is that movie that like all men love. It's like a romantic comedy for men.
Roadhouse.
It's so good, though.
I've never seen it.
You haven't? Patrick Swayze rips out somebody's
throat.
It's amazing. He plays a bar bouncer in Kansas City.
It's
at the Double
really
Deuce. It's really good.
Really?
There's monster trucks. There's
But it is a boy.
Patrick Swayze is practicing the arts of ninja. What's his name from Big Lebowski, the narrator?
Sam Elliott?
Yeah, Sam Elliott.
Chris Elliott.
Sam motherfucking
Chris
Elliott.
That's Chris Elliott.
From Cabin Boy.
Chris Elliott.
Chris Elliott.
Cabin Boy. I forgot about Cabin Boy. That should be on Criterion.
And then you want to buy some Dodge trucks.
And my number one pick for Criterion to release is Adventures of Ford Fairlane with Andrew Dice Clay.
Or Adventures of Baby
You've
Slay.
Never seen that?
No,
that's an amazing movie.
That's a movie that sounds like gibberish to me.
Yeah. The Adventures of Ford Fairlane? You've never seen it? It will become one of your favorite movies.
Wait,
did this movie actually come out in theaters?
It's on DVD.
No. Direct to VHS cassette.
No, it didn't. It was in theaters.
For like a day.
It was, dude, Robert Englund's in it. Andrew Dice Clay.
What is it called?
The Adventures of Ford Fairlane. Yeah.
It stars Andrew Dice Clay.
Okay, well, it shouldn't be that hard.
What's his name? My comedian that I like. Shit, the guy who always yells. Gilbert Gottfried's in it.
Gilbert.
You're
the comedian that yells.
Only
all the time.
Dude that's like, I love me some Gilbert Gottfried.
I really do.
I actually like
so did you like his
I love Gilbert Gottfried.
His cameo in it.
Yeah, Abe Lincoln.
I don't think that's the really Lincoln.
Problem Child.
I love Problem Child.
I like that movie.
One and two.
Two's
Ritter.
Better.
One and two. Two is way better. Way
Abe Lincoln?
I love when. Gilbert Gottfried's one of the funniest people in the world, but he can just talk about anything and it's hilarious.
Well, I love it that, like,
except for racism.
Well,
he's
John Ritter's wife is his, like,
it wasn't racist. It was just really funny.
Like,
he made a joke about
his
tsunami.
Hair. Like, as if we're not going to notice that it's the same actress.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
But
wait, what?
Say, what? Is it the same actress?
Y'all need to see Adventures of Ford Fairlane. It really,
no.
really
see,
will
I
become
I really
want to
throw
an
honorable
movie.
Mention for Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's
man.
Why we should do movie watching night where we have to choose a movie to let people watch.
We
have to do dishes properly.
Is Adventures of Babysitting?
No, it's not. It should
that's
be.
A good one, too.
I haven't seen
that's that. The first time I've heard of Thor.
So listen up, Criteria. Criteria?
Criteria.
The Criteria. Criterion.
Started.
Listen up, Criterion. Make our movies because we'll buy them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Make them.
Like we won't buy their other fucking movies they remake.
We won't.
We're not buying their.
Anything by John Lugan?
I like their movies.
Why are you hating on Godard?
He's never seen a Godard movie. That's why.
Well, Criterion, if you're listening, please take our suggestions. You would make
a
lot of money.
We'll get you some do nuts.
Do nuts.
Some do nuts.
Do
nuts.
It's beer nuts.
These
do
nuts are quality.
These do nuts are.
And please find us on Facebook. Let's do us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio.
Bam. Yes.
Stitcher.